is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Toll free, anything goes from the political to the personal, and you can take control. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there, the last 6 days of the show. As a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the site, there's no need to log in, there's no registration, no membership fee or anything like that. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they will show you 2 months' worth of the show, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. Are we leaving money on the table, Manwich?
We are leaving a lot of money on the table. I'll tell you, we don't even have any information on the people that are picking up our archives. I mean, this is
valuable.
How
many of them there are?
Well, yeah, thousands. Yeah, we have a number, but the most we can get is an IP address. Nah.
Right.
There's a lot of money being left on the table, but
we don't mind.
It's creating brand loyalty.
That's right,
and that's important.
And it will continue to be this way. It's been almost 3 years since we've been doing this show, by the way, and we'll talk more about our 3-year anniversary coming up tonight. But 3 years, we've been giving away the archives. We will continue to do so.
And we were really ahead of anybody else on this whole archives thing. We've been keeping MP3s archives for a long time.
Other shows used to do it, and then they all smelled the money on the table and said, well, let's lock these things up behind a password.
Mm.
And so then they started charging people.
I see.
And I said, well, we need to break that trend and go back to the way it should be, which is free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So tonight, you have that blog thing that we were talking about last night. What is that again? Sell it again, because I do want to get to it.
It's a soldier's blog, and it's very interesting on his experiences in Iraq.
Okay, that's coming up, and you have an email, and I've got a bunch of emails, so maybe we'll just play email catch-up tonight, man, because I've got a variety of emails on a variety of interesting subjects, but let's start with yours.
Well, I've started to get a bunch of emails. People send, you know, they'll CC me and stuff. Yeah, people send me emails. And I have a frequent emailer by the name of Sherlock who sent me an email here that I'd like to discuss. Now, you know, friend or foe, we tear them both apart on Free Talk Live, right?
Sherlock is a platinum amplifier, by the way.
Well, I'm going to be a little nicer than I was thinking about. No. Let me read the email.
Okay. FTL at freetalklive.com is the default email, but if you want to email Manwich directly, it's Manwich at freetalklive.com.
Yeah. So, Manwich, you can't call Asian people Orientals at the same time as blasting a racist. Now, last night we had a racist on the show who was talking about the inferiority of blacks and how he wanted to live separately or whatever. Whatever it was that his, you know, mumble jumbo was all about. Anyway,
insanity.
So I'm clearing that up. And Sherlock says that's just a heads up.
You can't. You can't say Oriental. Is that racist to say Oriental?
Well, the thing
Asian is Asian more appropriate. I mean, it's so. It's such a. It's like a minefield.
It really is. It's. First off, I know of no stigma attached to the term Oriental. So what I did was I went to a person that I work with today who is half Chinese and half Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up in the Pacific Northwest and then went to school in Maryland. I said, hey, do you know anything wrong with the term Oriental? I mean, like, is there any stigma attached? I don't really know this. Do you have any preferences on whether you're called an Asian or an Oriental? And she's like, no, I don't really know. I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I showed her the email. I tried to get her. I tried to elicit a response,
right.
And she's like, "Well, I think my mom said that there might be some like thoughts attached to Oriental, and so I'm thinking since they came from the West Coast that perhaps it's more prevalent out there. Maybe Sherlock. I don't know where Sherlock's from. Anyway, the term Asian is inaccurate.
Okay.
Okay? Because Asia's a big old continent, and it's populated by Orientals and, you know, white people, Russians.
Okay.
Right? And it's populated by...
Do you want us to call you yellow people?
Indians? You know?
I'm not a racist at all, and I know you aren't either.
I don't know enough Orientals to be racist against them.
Your best friend is black, for instance.
Yes.
And, again, we get along with people of all shapes, sizes, and colors on Free Talk Live. To me, that's not even an issue when it comes to meeting somebody new at all. As long as you can speak and be courteous, I will respect you.
Well, I think my complaint here is more is less about racism in general and more about the terminology that comes into play. How about the term, like, I'd like to go to analyze black versus African American.
Okay.
Okay, now an African American is not from Africa and America. They are an American
black person
of African descent.
But what if you're not from Africa? I mean, what if your dissension is not from that area?
But if they're black, then they are. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, I mean, did the black people in the Middle East come from Africa? Did every black person come from Africa? Is it possible that they came from Turkey and some other places?
Well, there's certainly some dark people that are Aryans.
Right.
They're not Caucasian. You know, I don't know whether they're Caucasian.
How black do you have to be to be considered African American?
There's a scientific subspecies, or not even enough variation to be called a subspecies. But you know, sub-Saharan African is the term that
they use. That's like the blackest of the blacks, right?
They just used to use it doesn't have as much to do with skin tone as it does to do with things about their fingernails and the broadness and the width of their nose, curly hair, you know, things like that. But, you know, they used to use the term Negro. It's not appropriate any longer, but there isn't a scientific term any longer. There used to be Caucasian, Mongoloid, and Negro.
All of
and
them have been bastardized.
You know, I don't think Caucasian's a nasty little word.
I meant Mongoloid.
But, I mean, if you call an Asian person a Mongoloid, you're going to lose some friends.
Is that a word for Asian? I didn't even know. That's so outdated.
It's so outdated.
I mean, now, would you think Gook is worse than Mongoloid?
No, I would say
that's like slang.
Yeah,
right?
I would say that that's a nastier term than the Mongoloid, but I think that... Well, yeah, I would think so. So anyway,
I think slang words are funny. By the way, I mean, white honky gooks.
I think
whatever.
Honky's made up. By the way, I don't think that
you
it's.
Think?
Yeah, I think it's made up. I think it's become prevalent enough that it doesn't matter.
Well, I want a good one for white people because there's just American white person.
There's cracker. There's peckerwood. honky's. Honky's good.
I love honky.
You should use it on a regular basis, just because it's clever. But. You know, the thing is, Asia is a large continent populated by Indians,
sure.
Russians, and Orientals.
Yeah.
So, Oriental needs to be a more specific term. It needs to describe Chinese people, Japanese people, Koreans, and Vietnamese, and to some extent, Mongolians.
Now, would they say, why are you lumping us all together? I mean, Chinese people are definitely different from Japanese people. That's
I don't think they would. I mean, I don't think they would.
Well, what do you say? 800-259-5791. Are we being too insensitive? Is all of this just silly? 1-800-259-5791. Does he have more thoughts in his email?
It's great when you can get lowlifes. I assume that he considered the gentleman who was a separatist a lowlife.
I agree.
To call the show when this happens. I want to know how people who have an opposite agenda listen to certain radio shows and then take the time to call in. But
they pick up their phone.
Every show I listen to, I have an opposite opinion to.
Sure.
Because there aren't any libertarian shows out there.
You disagree with me often enough.
And
we're on the same page on a lot of.
I think that I would a libertarian show I'd be more on the same page with. And Neil Bortz even I disagree with when he starts shining the Republicans' apples. You know, I mean, he loves to do that.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bush. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Let's fight a war. A preemptive strike against these terrorists.
Constitution? What?
Phooey!
800-259-5791. So, coming up still, we're going to do the blog entry. And again, if you have opinions on... Oriental versus Asian, just
the
general...
tiptoeing around the terminology.
Terms. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Are we, like, way out of line here? 800-259-5791.
Here's my point is, an American of African descent... That's 10 syllables. And syllables are what, really measure language. And black, one.
Where's your descendants from?
Mine?
Yeah.
English, Irish, German.
All right, we'll come back with the Limey Mick in a moment. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel crisis. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live, but where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man, which...
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can join the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. If you're on the updates list, I would say sometime within the next week or so, we may be announcing a brand new affiliate.
I love that kind of announcement.
Updates, people get that first. Updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about racial epithets. Let's go to the phones. To Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mowich. Hello.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey.
You know, I completely agree that this whole PC thing is just ridiculous. I work with a lot of black people,
mm-hmm.
most of whom are from the Caribbean islands,
mm-hmm.
Haiti, you know, whatever.
Right.
They're not African Americans. They're black people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally, yes, all black people were from Africa.
And really, all being black means, for the most part, I mean, beyond some other bodily distinctions, is, I mean, for the most part, being black means you have more skin pigmentation.
Right, and there are three races of man. There's Caucasoid, there's Negroid, and there's Mongoloid.
Yeah, you know, they've added this oid thing to the Caucasoid and Negroid to make them a little more palatable.
Okay.
I tell you, you're not going to make any friends just spouting off Negro and Mongoloid
over
the place.
Mongol.
Let me just give you one small example. Mm-hmm. I work with a nurse who's, I believe, from Haiti. She's a black woman, and perhaps on one shift she'll be the only black nurse on my shift.
Okay.
And a doctor will come up and say, okay, who's so-and-so? I'm not going to mention her name. But I'll say, oh, she's the black woman. She's the only black nurse that you'll see right now.
Right.
And it's like, she's not African-American. She's from Haiti.
But it
so
kind of makes everyone...
What's up with that?
Everyone cringes a little when you say that?
No, not everyone. But, you know, and she doesn't either.
I mean, it's a great way for people to identify her. I mean, if you're the lone black person in a room full of white people, and you need to point that person out instead of saying the person in the red shirt untucked from his pants.
She just happens to be black.
Yeah.
You know, what's up with that? Please.
I have the same thing when I'm describing my best friend Julian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say the mulatto guy with the freckles on his face. How many of those do you see in your lifetime?
Yeah.
You know? And immediately people are like, oh, yeah. They don't want us. They wouldn't say anything like that.
Yeah. How dare you not say African-American?
Well, are mulattoes considered African-American?
Well, partially.
No, they're half white, half black.
It's all so silly. Kayleen, great call. Thank you. 800-259-5791 to Julia in Florida, Night of the Female Callers, man, which...
We're doubly blessed.
You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Mamich. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Nothing.
Well,
actually,
why'd you call in?
You're always talking about the war on drugs, and you had a call a few nights ago about the man who the cops pulled him over because he had long hair and they sicked the drug dogs on him.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you about this article that I found a few months ago, actually, in Rolling Stone that was pretty scary. And I was actually wondering if you'd heard anything about it, about saliva drug tests that the cops could carry so that they could drug test you immediately when they pull you over.
It sounds believable. I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, it was pushed by Michael Walsh, who is, you know, a big anti-drug advocate.
Okay.
Is this the guy from America's Most Wanted?
No, that's somebody else.
John Walsh. Okay.
I don't think so. Anyway... He's producing and testing these, which are federally funded, by the way, these tests.
I'm
but
sure.
He's also pressuring Congress to make drug testing in the workplace and to all licensed drivers mandatory.
Oh boy!
But according to this article, they would be available next year, and every police force who wanted them would allow the cops to carry them, and they're drug tests that allow. Them to test the drivers whenever they want right away by saliva, and it only takes a few minutes.
Well, here's my question on that is many drugs, marijuana is the one I'm thinking of offhand. It's the one that they like to prosecute the most.
Yeah.
You can't really tell in any form of test that currently exists whether a person is high or not under the influence of marijuana.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can tell whether or not they've smoked within the last 30 days or
so. Not that the cops care about that. I mean, the cops, as far as the cops are concerned, as long as it shows
in the last 30 days, you're high.
Yeah. They don't care about all that.
Driving while under the influence.
Driving while under the influence, even if it was 4 weeks ago.
Well,
that's disturbing, Julia.
Yeah, it's what they said is that the drug test will be able to tell not only if you're high, but whether you've done drugs all week long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you smoked a joint on Friday night and then you were on your way to work on Monday morning.
Is it criminal? Is it against the law? I didn't think it was. Maybe it's not yet. Maybe this is something else these people want to do. But is it against the law to be high, or is it just against the law to be in possession of drugs?
In my understanding, understanding, it's not illegal to be high. It's just illegal to sell drugs and possess drugs, you know, but it's not illegal to actually be high. If you had nothing on you, they really couldn't do anything.
You know, we're if I Google saliva drug test, I come up with a lot of things. I mean, 925. Apparently, you can buy it at medicaldisposables.us.
Well, there's no doubt that the technology is there, man, which what we're talking about is very soon having the feds possibly implementing
it. You know, the thing is you can either tell whether somebody's high or you can tell whether they've done drugs in X amount of time, but you can't tell both from this test. And I say that they still can't tell. You know, I wouldn't imagine that there's any way that they can tell whether you're high or not. They can tell whether you've smoked pot in the last 30 days.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You know, whatever particular drug it is that they're going to test
would imagine
for.
That, I would imagine that it is possible, because I'm not a scientist, but I just presume, like, science can figure all this kind of
stuff
out.
Science can figure it out. I just don't think that... I don't think it's there yet. The motivation is there on the cop side. They don't care, you know, like you said, they don't care whether or not you're high.
Right.
They only care whether or not they can catch you with a dirty spit test.
They want to add you to the over 775,000 marijuana smokers who are arrested every year. Can you believe that, Julia? That's almost a million people.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, really.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Go ahead.
Did you have final thoughts?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, what's going to end up happening is that cops are going to be pulling kids over with Bob Marley bumper stickers or long hair. And, you know, they're just going to, it's just a way to punish social drug users. And it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, that's why we're going to New Hampshire with the Free State Project. Thanks for the call, Julia. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I came across something today, and I haven't even had a chance to review it yet, but an article called "We Now Live in a Fascist State."
Really?
I mean, there's no doubt that we are going down a frightening path in this country.
Unfortunately, they're, you know, the law's using science to further this war on drugs, and
it needs to stop.
It's taking people's freedoms away.
It's taking people's lives away. We had a young man call last night who's 15 years old. His cousin was shot and killed in a bad heroin deal gone bad. If drugs had been legal, as he pointed out correctly, if drugs had been legal, that deal would never have happened because all the deals would be done at a cash register at your local pharmacy. More coming back.
Never gotten shot buying aspirin.
We need to end this insane war on drugs. 1-800-259-5791. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, the number 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. They're both totally free at freetalklive.com, so head over and take advantage of that. We were talking about race earlier, and kind of the minefield that people walk as they try to choose words to describe other people.
Yes.
Do you call the person black? Do you call the person African American, Asian, Oriental? What do you do? It's a very sticky territory.
Well, I think it's mostly sticky from, you know, like greater society's sort of point of view.
Certainly.
Not among humans so much. Yeah, I think that you can pretty successfully call a black person, you know, in casual conversation without it being any big deal. But you know, when it gets to be a larger situation, I suppose perhaps when a radio talk show host talks about it, and thousands of people are listening.
And then it's guaranteed that somebody's going to get offended.
And it was an email, not from somebody who was offended, but somebody who's kind of giving me a heads up about saying Oriental. And I say Oriental. He pointed out that it might be better to use Asian. I don't like Asian. I think Asian's a sloppy term. It's unspecific.
Right. Well, our board operator says he has a friend who is, for instance, I think half Chinese and half Vietnamese, and he prefers to be called Asian. So again, you can't make everybody happy.
Well, if you ask someone what they prefer to be called,
that's the best way to do it. Sure, that'd be the best way to make them happy. Anyway, here's what Zeb...
I prefer if you'd called me Big Daddy Manwich.
Here's what Zeb has to say about this issue. It's a little scientific, but interesting nonetheless. He first defines race, which, according to his definition, which looks like it was pulled from a dictionary, a local, geographic, or global human population distinguished as a more or less distinct group by genetically transmitted physical characteristics. So people, a group of people distinguished from others by genetically transmitted physical traits.
Okay, I don't know if I completely jump on that, but okay, go ahead.
That's the definition as he's presenting it. Usage note, the notion of race is nearly as problematic from a scientific point of view as it is from a social one. European physical anthropologists of the 17th and 18th centuries proposed various systems of racial classifications based on such observable characteristics as skin color, hair type, body proportions, and skull measurements, essentially codifying the perceived differences among broad geographic populations of humans. The traditional terms for these populations, Caucasoid, Mongoloid, Negroid, and in some systems, Australoid, are...
I bet that's the people from Aborigines from Australia.
Possibly. Are now controversial in both technical and non-technical usage, and in some cases, they may well be considered offensive. The biological aspect of race is described today not in observable physical features, but rather in such genetic characteristics as blood groups and metabolic processes. And the groupings indicated by these factors seldom coincide very neatly with those put forward by earlier physical anthropologists. So he's saying that science is changing over time. We're figuring out different ways to define these groups.
Uh-huh.
And citing this and other points, such as the fact that a person who's considered black in one society might be non-black in another.
For Absolutely
instance,
true.
If you live amongst the blackest of the blacks and you're kind of brown, then you're not really black anymore.
Sure. You can imagine in South American countries that this is Totally different, yes.
And so finally it says, many cultural anthropologists now consider race to be more of a social or mental construct than an objective biological fact. So what he's saying is that over the past 300 or 400, or, you know, 200 or 300 years, the people who have been studying this sort of thing have gone from, well, that guy's got a different kind of a forehead and looking at physical traits, to saying, really, this is all kind of, I mean, it's all kind of based on what people think and feel more so than anything else.
I think that's clear that it is, that, you know, obviously I've got this mental construction of what an Oriental person looks like. And somebody may or may not like the particular term, may not believe that they are that. You know, I have to deal with this in my life. I have very dark brown hair and brown eyes.
As do I.
Some people think that I look Mediterranean. Some people, and you know, some people consider Mediterraneans to be somehow lesser to regular white folks. Some people, you know, I speak two languages. I speak Spanish also. Some people don't like, some Spanish-speaking people don't particularly like the idea that a white guy in their mind speaks Spanish or something. You know, it's different. I mean, everybody kind of deals with these things, and
the best thing to do, I think, is to be who you want to be, find other people who kind of want to be around you, and associate with them,
well,
regardless of their color.
And let's not be oversensitive about what you might call somebody. If somebody says, hey, you look kind of Italian, well, it's not meant to be insulting unless, well, you look like a dirty dago.
Crazy wop.
And then I'm putting my hand in my wallet every time you come around, you know, or whatever. I don't even know what people say about Italians.
All right, let's go to the phones to Jay in Florida. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I thought I'd bring up this this fun topic we've been having in the FSP forums lately, Free State Project forums.
What are you talking about?
Talking about the pretty much nothing's been going on for the past few 2 years.
You're talking about the membership recruiting.
Yes, that we basically stagnated, and people are, you know, speaking out about it.
Why do you think that is, Jay?
It's just that they're not getting out there and talking about like stuff, the accomplishments that some people are having there.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that, and you know, the Free State Project certainly isn't beyond critique. We've critiqued them on the air before. And we definitely appreciate them being on board as sponsors of the show. And we're certainly supporters of the
right.
concept.
Critique doesn't mean that we don't support them.
Right. The concept, definitely worth supporting. I mean, in case you're just tuning in, the Free State Project is a group of 20,000 people, or what we want to be 20,000 people, who are all going to move to New Hampshire together in order to have a more free state. Now, before, when we reached 5,000 members, and we're currently at about 6,800, I believe, when we reached 5,000, there was a vote where of 10 states, one was chosen. Well, the winner was New Hampshire. Right before the vote, we were recruiting like 100 people a week, 130 people a week to the Free State Project. And then after the vote, it just kind of trailed off. And then as you're putting it, Jay, it hasn't really picked up since.
Nope, not at all. It just kind of, you know, they haven't just been reporting anything that's going on with, you know, if something happens there, they just disown anything that, you know, would give a person a reason to move there, you know?
It certainly seems like they could be doing more, and of course, it's difficult to, you know, it's difficult to be the Friday morning quarterback, to sit over here on our talk show and talk about how things could be done better.
Sure.
And certainly, things can always be done better. I mean, Free Talk Live, gosh, I'd love to be recruiting 5 new affiliates a week, but it just doesn't happen that way for me. I'm sure there's something else I could do better. I don't always necessarily know what it is.
And the FSP is sort of designed, the Free State Project is designed that they don't step in the poo, as it were. You know, they don't want to, they're not really responsible for any of the things that the activists do once they get there. And so they sort of shy away from affiliating themselves to the activists
that
are now moved.
To some extent, I can understand like not wanting to endorse certain things over others. If you endorse one thing, then everybody else is going to want you to endorse them. And I certainly understand that. But nonetheless, Jay, I definitely agree that something can be done to make things work better. We can talk about it coming up. 800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791. What would you do to help the Free State Project?
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's still free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Of course, you can vote for the show over at podcastalley.com. Actually, you can just go straight to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, and if you've already voted in the month of October, well, then you'll have to wait a few days. But if you have yet to, then head to vote.freetalklive.com. It will be much appreciated, because your votes bring us more listeners. Your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world at PodcastAlley.com. And being there means that people see us, including the press, by the way.
Yeah.
We get free press out of the, this voting thing.
Yeah, we've got, I don't know how many people have...
Chicago Tribune, USA Today, London Financial Times, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Many, many.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many people have told us that... You know, they saw us. That's how they found us.
Yep, at PodcastAlley.com. Yeah. So go vote.
Thousands of people listen to our podcast.
Vote.freetalklive.com. So we were talking with Jay a moment ago from Florida, and we were kind of talking about the Free State Project and, you know, how they sort of have, I guess, lackluster recruiting numbers. I mean, it wouldn't be nice, Manwich, if tomorrow, all of a sudden, everyone in the Free State Project was able to recruit two extra people, because there's 6,800 people mm-hmm. in the organization right now. We're over 33% of the way
recruits
there.
Everybody recruits two tomorrow, and bam.
We're there, 20,000.
Yeah.
And then at 20,000, then there's a five-year period, a five-year window in which people have to move to the Free State Project. Although now, I think recently they've done something that was pretty controversial. And we were originally going to have them on here to announce it, and they ended up doing it just sort of quietly, changing. They haven't really announced this with fanfare or anything like that, but... they're supposed to be changing the focus of the Free State Project a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously things aren't working as well as they could be.
Right.
I mean, we're going to get to 20,000 eventually, and I think Free Talk Live is going to be a huge part of that because currently we're the number one recruiter for the
Free State number one recruiter, and Free Talk Live is growing every day as a result of our hard work and as a result of the amplifiers who support Free Talk Live.
Absolutely. And so all of that is turning around into results for the Free State Project. But nonetheless, it could still be going better. And so in order to make that happen, they have decided to refocus. Instead of saying, all right, we want to reach 20,000, and when we get there, it's going to be 5 years till you have to move, they're kind of saying, okay, if you want to opt out, if you don't like what we're saying, you can opt out and cancel your membership or whatever. It's not like it costs anything to join the Free State Project. It's just an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying you're going to do something. You can back out any old time you want to. But they're saying, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change it. We're going to say you need to just consider getting here as soon as possible. They're changing the message from wait until 20,000.
And then 5 years.
And then you have a 5-year window to come whenever you can as soon as possible, basically. And I think that, in a way, does acknowledge some of the things that are going on in the state. Because there are over 150 people that have moved into New Hampshire as a result of the Free State Project. And they really are doing things. As Jay pointed out, it's the New Hampshire Freedom Movement at nhfree.com. And it's just kind of like a totally decentralized group of liberty-loving people. Everybody from libertarians to anarchists to Democrats to Republicans are all there. And they all believe together that less government is a good idea.
I think most of them are libertarians.
I don't know. The NH Free Forum, I would say there's a good split between, as far as the loudest ones on the forum, I would say most of them are libertarians or, anarchists. Anarchists.
Anarchists are the loudest.
Right.
I mean, but let's be clear that they're in the minority. I would think that they would be in the vast minority.
Well, anyway, nonetheless, there's a group of people up there that are doing some real tangible things for liberty. I mean, we talked about the unidentified flying objector who went into Manchester Airport and refused to show identification to make a point. Just like the outlaw manicurist went out in front of the Department of Cosmetology and gave an illegal manicure to make the point that licensing laws are stupid.
Shocking.
And these are just two examples of many of the things they've done. They burned a couple UN flags, burned some FEMA flags out in front of the FEMA office.
They're supporting this woman who's having a lot of trouble with zoning rules and is it Portsmouth?
It's nearby there, Hampton, I think.
Well, they're supporting, they're supporting local citizens. Yeah, people, they have the ear of the world. Let's not forget the Lost Freedom Hotel, Lost Liberty Hotel.
That's kind of been forgotten. I'm not sure if that's still in process. I don't know what's going on.
Still got a website.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are things going on.
They're selling T-shirts, and they're good T-shirts.
And I think I agree with what the Free State Project has done, and that is encouraging people to go as soon as possible. I mean, I know we want to go as soon as we possibly can, because the more critical mass we can get, I mean, 150 people is good. 300 people, even better. 600, we're talking about fun at that point. I mean, that's when things start getting really interesting, when you can have 100 people show up for a flash protest or something like that. And so that's one of the things the Free State Project has done. Obviously, the other thing they can do is, give us more money. All right, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. So
I don't think the Free State Project is funding us to the level that it's going to be funding us.
And we're fine.
But I do think that the Free Staters could, start some movement to get more Free Staters to be amplifiers, even if they don't listen to the show.
We benefit them, sure.
The Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter for the Free State Project.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to the show to sign up for the amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. And we're going to give you some more details on that coming up. Also, on the way, we're going to catch up on some emails tonight. One of them came in about the whole weather modification topic.
Mm-hmm.
We were just yucking it up about these crackpots that called in suggesting that the government could actually control the weather. And somebody else wants to ream us out on this one. They want to give it to us, so we'll let them try.
I got an email on the opposite side.
Okay, 800-259-5791. This is, of course, your show, and you may call in and talk about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Yes. Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can check out our listener map. We have about 295 people on the listener map over at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. It is so cool. You can find out who the other people are in your area that are listening to Free Talk Live. And you might get lucky and find an old college buddy or ex-girlfriend or something like that. And, of course, you should post yourself on the map, which is simple. You just put in your name, you put in your location, you can add a picture if you'd like, and a little phrase, and it plots you right up on the map. Simple, free, fun, Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to the email box. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Sal. He says, "Hi guys, I enjoyed your enjoy your show, but you often rely on emotion rather than reason, on the or the limitation of your belief system to discredit or disregard legitimate discussion. Case in point today, a caller phoned in with a discussion on HAARP and weather modification. You promptly refuted his claim based on emotional outbursts rather than logic or reason, notwithstanding examination of facts. Being talk show hosts, you, of all people, should take time to research phenomena such as HAARP rather than display your arrogance on the air. It insults the intelligence of knowledgeable people at best and displays your ignorance at worst." We're ignorant, Manwich.
Well, you know, he does have a point on that, that sometimes emotional outbursts rather than logic do show people's ignorance.
Can I ask how long it is? I mean, as he says, we're talk show hosts, so we should spend all this time researching, right? How much time is appropriate? I mean, how much time does it take to do all the necessary research to generate an opinion on whether or not the government can modify the weather?
I personally, in that particular case, it seems ludicrous.
Yeah, it's an asinine claim, and there are lots of asinine claims made on this show, man.
No, lots of them.
We let people call in about anything.
It's right. The nature of the show.
We let people call in about anything. So if you want to call in and talk about ghosts and goblins, we'll let you through. I don't believe it for a second. And I'm not going to spend my time researching garbage.
And, you know, I mean, we would have to be either a couple of ignorant and, emotional jerks who talk about whatever people are talking about, or the most educated people on the planet, because people are allowed to call in about anything. How can I shuck and jive with everybody who calls in and be, quote-unquote...
Yeah, you should be an expert. You're a talk show host. You should be an expert. Haven't you ever listened to talk radio, Sal? Is this your first talk radio experience? Because if so, let me break it to you gently. Talk show hosts are a bunch of idiots. Now, we're above average as far as talk show hosts go. As far as intelligence.
Well, a lot of them have bigger teams to do research, too. I mean,
yeah, that's true. They have a paid staff, and you have a full-time job, and my full-time job is trying to promote this show. I barely have time to do show prep, let alone research every potential crazy, kooky conspiracy theory topic that somebody wants to call in about.
Yeah.
So how about you get real for a second, Sal? Do you think that all these other talk show hosts in the world are experts about the things they're talking about? No! They're pulling it through their nose!
Well, we do have experts.
We're coming back
just about everything that listen, and I've got an expert talking about HAARP.
Okay, good. We're going to come back with more because this is just total bunk, and we will find out the details on the way. 800-259-5791. Hour number two coming up. You take control of the show, and anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.